fantastic indoor season, Easton. I know we talked, I think, at the beginning of the year, getting ready for it. I think after about the first or second meet, indoor season for as a freshman, could it have gone any better for you? I think you're pretty pleased, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, getting, you know, the school record in the first meet was a big step. And then just getting experience in the 60 hurdles, because that was the first time I ever ran them.
There's a difference, 60 hurdles to 110 high hurdles. Yeah, it's shorter. It's shorter, no question about it. It's shorter, but the strategy is a lot different. Is that right?
Yeah. You really have to get out of the blocks. If you don't, you're kind of screwed. Where in the 110s, you have a little leeway. You have some time to make it up, which is what I'm faster in the last five hurdles than the first five, so the 60 was difficult for me to adjust to.
But you did adjust, and down, it was just meet by meet, practice by practice. It got a little bit easier for you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit. It's still stuff to work on.
Oh, no question. But hey, you punched a ticket to go to Gainesville, Florida. That was a big deal.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Great experience. It reminded me of what state was like my freshman year in high school. You just take it all in and get a feel for everything.
And I'm sure at the national meet with all of the nation's best, and you're running against them, but you're a little bit in awe of that too, aren't you?
Yeah, there was a lot of insane times. It was really fun to watch too.
But you have a feeling that, hey, in due time, give me a year or so, maybe next year, maybe the year after that, I'm going to be one of those guys running those fast times.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's what we're hoping.
Now, you also kind of dabbled, of course, in that 4x4 relay. That came around a lot more for you guys, didn't it?
Yeah, we got close to, we just needed to run it on the right track to get the conversion, and we just never synced up and all ran good at the same time.
That's another event where you're going to get to do that outdoors. You think it's going to be the same four in outdoors, or you feel like there's always competition for those some other spots, isn't there?
Yeah, there's possibilities that someone could come up and take someone's. I don't know who, but there's always that spot that's open.
Do you run anchor on this one too?
I ran anchor all year, and then they had me lead off at conference just to get us out in front of the group.
That was a little switch for you. Have you ever ran anything but anchor over the years?
No, I think I ran third leg my sophomore year, and other than that, I've been anchoring everything.
But, so, hey.
It was a change.
There you go. You know, just something different. And who knows, in this next group, the order might be changed a little bit, but you're pretty comfortable at that anchor spot, aren't you?
Yeah, that's where I like to be.
All right, Easton, getting ready for the outdoor season. I'm sure working on things. You're that first meet. It's coming up here before you know it.
Yep, Saturday at UNK. So hopefully run the 400 hurdles and get first rate of that under the belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then 110s, get back into the flow of that.
Are you loading up big time with three events in this first meet, or taking it slow each meet by meet?
I don't know. I haven't talked to coach yet. I'm hoping just slow each by meet, just to kind of get a time down for everything and see what I'm looking best at.
And the 400-meter hurdles. You know, high school, the 300s, 100 meters more in the 400, a little bit different for you again.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous to run it for the first time, but I'm excited just to see how different it'll be.
And the 110 highs, I mean, that stays the same from high school to college, doesn't it?
Yeah, just 3 inches taller.
I was just going to ask you, except for the heights of the hurdles go up a little bit more, don't they?
Yeah, that's been an adjustment. A big one, getting used to that.
That was the case now in the 60 meter too, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's the same as the 110s. It might be worse than the 110s because it's farther. It's more time you have to get over those taller hurdles.
Yeah, folks might not think 40 meters is all that much, but oh, yeah, it's, or actually 50 meters. So, yeah, a little bit more. 50 meters, a little bit more. It's a big adjustment going from the indoors to the outdoors.
Yeah, definitely. Started getting tired in practice after about the sixth or seventh hurdle.
I was going to say, you just got home from spring break. Did you feel like you're still in shape, or did that week kind of take it out of you a little bit?
I'm still pretty much in shape. I mean, obviously, it's a little bit since we had a week off, but I think I'm pretty good for the most part.
And, of course, the conference meet, I know was not, I'm sure all the Concordia kids, not happy to see Doan win that, both girls and boys. You want to get a little payback in the outdoor season, don't you?
Yep, hopefully. That's the plan. Let's go after them. They're the ones in the front.
A little different, you know, a little weird, I'm sure, now college, not getting ready for the high school season. I talked with Coach Zuki the other day, and he would have taken you back if he would have had one more year of eligibility. He would have taken you back in a heartbeat, Easton.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm going to miss it, but it was good to move on, and hopefully they can compete in Class B this year.
Yeah, got to move on. Got to see me up in Ogallala for that Class B meet. I'm sure you're going to be following them as much as you can. That group is still going to be pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they'll still have a shot if everyone runs well to do pretty good at state.
And finally, you have a little brother, I think, that's on the way up. Is this guy going to be, is he going to follow in your footsteps? Because those are big footsteps and big shoes to fill.
Yeah, he'll try. He just needs to get a little more coordinated and grown into his body because he grew a lot over the past year and just getting back into figuring out how to run correctly, I guess.
Is he going to be built? Is he going to be already built like kind of like you were at your age, as at your age back then?
He's probably 2-3 inches taller than me.
Ooh.
And he's a little slower, obviously, but once he gets grown into his body and kind of used to it, he'll gain a little speed.